Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, that I don't get, because if you... He wanted Kevin Stefanski fired, right? Those two guys, they wanted...
I'm not...
The afternoon boys.
I'm not positive on that.
All right, but did Nick? Nick wanted him gone.
I don't know. I heard yesterday Nick talked about the accountability thing. He addressed what we had brought up about that. And I didn't hear him say that he thought Stefanski should have been fired.
Okay. Well, if most people want him to be fired, wouldn't you want your owner to step in and make a decision? Because no one's going to fire the head coach and general manager but the owner of the football team. That's how this goes.
And then if you don't trust the owner, then you'd want him to bring in the search firm? You know, do the search firm thing?
That's always fun. Corn Ferry? Let's get it
There's
going
no
again.
There's no great way to do this. We all do realize this. Eventually, the owner has to sign off on
these. The owner that had a search firm and they told you to draft this quarterback, and then they didn't draft that quarterback. They draft a different quarterback.
So we can't just sit there and say we're mad. People are mad, but I have to have some reasoning of how to make it better. I can't just sit here for the next 4 months and say Brown's bad, Brown's bad, Brown's bad. I gotta try to figure out with you and everybody listening a way to dig out of this situation and to make this situation better. Because I can't just spin my wheels and say that they're bad. And I can't just get mad at Jimmy Haslam for trying to improve the football team that he owns. If he sat with veterans, if he's sitting there with Deshaun Watson going, Deshaun, how do I fix this football team? Yeah, you know what? I'd be pretty terrified. I'd be pretty nervous about it. But if you're sitting there with Rodney McLeod, who's on his way out, that can tell every single truth of how he sees now because he's going to retire in the NFL, yeah, I'd like to hear this. I'd like to hear from a veteran who's been on a team that's won a Super Bowl, that's been on a bad organization before, that was getting ready to move St. Louis, that played for a Super Bowl team and is now exiting his career with us, who at one point played for Jeff Saturday as a head coach. I would like to hear Rodney's opinion on that if I owned a football team. Is that so bad?
Yeah, here's one of the big problems, that anytime I'm listening to national guys talk about the Browns, They just say we have a bad owner. Like, I heard it yesterday. Middlecoff was on with Coward, and he's like going over the good owners and the bad owners and all the good owners who all happen to have good quarterbacks. And, you know, it's chicken or the egg. Is it because they have good owners that they have good quarterbacks, or did they just luck themselves into good quarterbacks and the quarterbacks made them into good owners? You know how we feel about that. We feel that even the worst owner in the world could luck into Patrick Mahomes. I know people have told us over the last few days that we would ruin Patrick Mahomes had he been drafted here.
You feel Jim Irsay's a good owner?
But overall...
What do people think of Jim Irsay when he had Peyton Manning?
And they've won more than we've won.
Exactly.
You know?
You have a good quarterback, you usually think you have a good owner.
But I can't escape the fact that every national guy, and that's why it was interesting to hear Albert Breer yesterday, every national guy just chalks up the Browns to having bad ownership. So because we have bad ownership, it's like we're destined to never be good. What are we supposed to every day just say we have a bad owner and say let's talk
throw
something
up our
else
hands and that's it?
Yeah, okay. Like we're in the weeds here. Like they just come in, they parachute in, they talk about us for 2 minutes, and then they move on to the next thing. But we're sitting here. We're not We're not going to get the owner to sell the team. You know, we talk about that in baseball all the time. We're not just going to be able to do that. So we're going to talk about our situation. Our situation is we have some good players, just like every NFL team. We are in a little bit of trouble, I think, despite what some of the cap bros say. I do think we're in some trouble because we do have contractual situations that are going to be tough for us to have the same amount of cap availability mm-hmm. that other teams do. But we do have an owner that'll spend. He'll spend to get out of it as much as humanly possible.
At least we got that going for us. 216-474-0092. They don't even have that in Cincinnati. Let's get to Tyler in Rocky River. You're first up on the Fan. Hello, Tyler.
Good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Doing well. Go on ahead.
So, I think Haslam definitely needs to step out of the football organization. Just take a step back. You're an owner. You're not... You don't have the football knowledge that Barry, Stefanski, Belichick, any of these coaches, any of these GMs around the league, he doesn't have that. He's not in there day to day, and he shouldn't be. You should be using this as an investment. Step back. I think he's causing more problems. Secondly, this year I'm a season ticket member, and I've been getting constant surveys throughout the year, thoughts on the team, thoughts on the new stadium, this and that. But the weird one I got was last night. I looked at it this morning, and it was asking about my favorite player and whatnot. I feel like he's trying to use this information to see who he wants to keep, who he wants to cut, stuff like that. It's just, I think he's too involved. He's the reason Sean's here. I mean, if I'm not wrong, he's been heavily involved in a lot of that, and it's just... I don't know.
All right, stay with me here, Tyler. What do you think of Paul DePodesta?
I don't like him.
Well, if Jimmy steps away, guess who's going to make your football decisions and all your football decisions?
I think Jimmy should fire him.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And also sell the team.
So you want Jimmy to step in. Well, wait a minute. By the way, you'll just get another billionaire you don't like. The owners are there. You can count on one hand throughout the history of sports owners that are well-liked. And most of the guys who are actually liked are probably passed away. So if you had Jimmy goes, you know what? That's fine. I'm going to go and I'm going to hang out in Tennessee and I'm just going to hang out with my family and that's okay. Paul DePodesta is going to be in charge. You don't even like him.
Right. Did you like Lerner? Did you like the Lerner ownership when we got to Randy?
Randy didn't do anything.
Yeah, Randy gave it to the football guys.
When he ran out of the room and went and hired Eric Mangini, who's not a bad coach.
I'm just saying, Haslam needs to get Paul out. I think Paul's a common denominator, common problem. And then Haslam just needs to step back.
So you want him to do exactly what you want him to do and then step back?
Yes, there's common denominators, right?
Tyler's smiling. Tyler, you know this doesn't make too terribly much sense right now.
As an owner, right, you see a common denominator. There's two common denominators. There's Paul, and then there's you stepping in. Yeah. Every time, am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, hey, in a perfect world, Tyler, thank you for the call. Like, yeah, I guess you would step in and get rid of Paul and then step away. But you got to replace Paul with somebody.
Well, I just can't get past...
Do you bump up Andrew Berry?
We have had plenty of reasons to call the Haslam ownerships meddlers in the past. But what most people around the league have said about Haslam and how he deals with the team now? Very differently from how they talked about him 4 years ago. Yeah. They still might think he's a bad owner, but... They talk about how it is not as hands-on. Yes, every owner in every sport is going to ultimately sign off on the big-ticket items. That's how it works.
Here's Albert Breer. Well, yeah, and because he signed off on the big-ticket item of Deshaun Watson, I can't sit there and say he's the world's greatest owner. Here is Albert Breer yesterday on the Haslams and how they've grown as an owner.
I would give the Haslam some credit. I do think like they've grown up as owners. I think they were down near the bottom at the beginning and had a lot of learning to do and went through, you know, a lot of fits and starts. And I think for a long time they didn't know what they wanted the organization to be, going back and forth and back and forth between different models and the place that analytics had in the organization. And they were like a lot of like owners that come in and have run their own businesses. And it's like, you know, we're going to be the Microsoft of pro football. And so how do you find the balance from being advanced versus like just doing it in a performative way where it's too much? And I think that's one reason why, even when things didn't look great this year, they were really committed to sticking with the guys they have, because I think they found a model they really like, and it took them a long time to get there. Doesn't mean that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are going to be in place forever, but I think they've done a lot right. Would I put them there with the Rooneys and the Maras and the Jerry Joneses and the Krafts? No, but like, you know, I think that they've made a lot of progress and they've become good, solid owners. And I think it's reflected in the way that they haven't overreacted to things over the last couple of years as they've happened.
And I think that's fair. You can hear more of that at 92.3thefan.com. He was on with the guys in the afternoon yesterday, as he is every Tuesday. I can't fault them for trying to learn from their previous mistakes. I brought up the Joe Banner thing in the first segment. The reason these guys are still here, part of the reason they'd still be here, I mean, I got the whole thing about 2026. I don't know if that's true. It's a thought. But I would assume the reason that these guys are still here, they don't want to go back to Joe Banner land. Hiring and firing and then getting rid of this guy and that guy and bumping up Ray Farmer and then getting rid of Ray Farmer. You don't want to go back there. And fans shouldn't want them to go back there. So you're going to go a little bit further and see. You're going to go a little bit longer instead of going too short. Ryan and Elyria, you're next up on the Fan.
Guys, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I don't see it as a negative for him sitting in the exit interviews. I mean, I think he's trying to get this thing right. I think, you know, it's obvious he's taking swings for the fences, trying to get Deshaun Watson. I mean, how much money is our team this year? You know, he's not afraid to spend the money. I think he wants to know from these veterans what's going on, because I think he wants to get it right.
I think that if you can get information from a player's perspective, and especially a guy who has no reason to not tell you the truth, Ryan, and thank you very much for the call, I think that it's the right decision to sit down with a guy like Rodney, who, again, has been through the good and the bad and the very, very ugly in his NFL career and has come out on the other end and is going to draw a pension from this league and had a nice 13-year career and got a ring out of it and everything. I mean, it's the perfect scenario that you'd want. I would want his perspective on things, because Rodney's, I'm sure there's things that Rodney didn't tell us off air or on air that they will evaluate in this offseason about Kevin, about the coaches who are staying, about the type of coaches that they'd like to bring in, the type of people that are in the locker room, other players. Not like he's being stooged out and telling bad things about others, but the truth, the unvarnished truth about people who may be in positions of power within the organization. I think that's only the fair thing to do. It's the right thing to do.